Government's invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Hump Day Wednesday, August 14th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by Epoxy Pro. These are new floor covering systems that you can get for your concrete floors, your basement, your garage, barn and minium, whatever you have. You can get this treatment on your floors, seals them permanently once and forever. One and done. Check them out online, Epoxy, E-P-O-X-Y, Pro, P-R-O.com, or give them a call. You can do it yourself. You can buy the materials, watch a video, prep it, apply it, let it dry. You are done. Or you can give them a call and schedule a professional installation. If you're interested, text me EP for Epoxy Pro, and I'll send you the information. One of the things that we're looking at here is these counties that have not yet been certified. Is there going to be recounts? What is the county board of commissioners going to demand of these clerks that have obviously screwed up this election so badly they can't even certify the elections? These ballots that supposedly were found as not being counted. Could some of these races flip from the unofficial counts announcements they made as to who the winners were? Again, I don't understand what's going on up here in northern Michigan. When Wayne County, as screwed up as it is, certified their election last Friday at 4:06 p.m., how is it that we are halfway through the week after the election? The election was a week ago yesterday, and we're still not certified in Alpena. Now I'm hearing Presque Isle, Mount Morenci, Emmett, and my very own Antrim County. Why? What is taking so long? What issues have they found as to why they can't certify the elections? Well, again, rumors is that Jocelyn Benson herself is coming to Northern Michigan to investigate it, to see basically what she can do to facilitate the certification of these counties. Honestly, I think at least one county for sure, Mount Morenci, needs a redo. One day, in person, vote. These ballots are screwed up. The clerk claims that the state of Michigan ordered the wrong ballots. Excuse me, county clerk in Mount Morenci. The state of Michigan doesn't order ballots. You do. You're the clerk. You're the one that has received the affidavits of identity. You're the one who knows who filed. If there was any write-in candidates, you know they filed the proper paperwork to be sought. You need to seek actual handwritten in absentee ballots, 9 days of early voting in person. Absentees have got to be looked for. Why? The machines can't do it. Human eyes have to find those write-in candidates. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, Patriots! Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. 818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Second segment, hour number two. Lansing, now that they are back after summer recess, not the legislators, but the Michigan State Board of Education. They had their first meeting yesterday, and a resolution. See, they can't pass laws. That's the State House and the State Senate has to do that. But they can pass a resolution along party lines that would ask the legislature to do certain things. Children's mental health and school safety. State Board of Education liberals asking for $328 million in a supplemental spending bill to be sent to the House and Senate. Board President Pamela Pugh resolution that she put forward passed. The two Republican members voting no, all the Democrats voting yes. School safety had $25 million earmarked in the budget for this fiscal year, 2025, coming up starting October 1st. Pugh said, "We want to make sure that the work that has begun on addressing mental health crisis doesn't stop before we get it to be where it needs to be," said Pugh. Republican board member Tom McMillan tried to add an amendment that said that parents must be informed any time gender identity was brought up as a topic as a mental health issue in counseling sessions. Throughout the day, McMillan mentioned the topic of counselors not informing parents about LGBTQXYZ matters. The use of different pronouns, and an actual Michigan Department of Education training video about how to deal with trans and LGBTQ issues with students without the parents knowing about it. Democratic board member Tiffany Tilley said the issue was meant to protect the LGBTQ children from being outed before they were comfortable. So basically, the kids could go to school, change their pronouns, change their name. They could literally want to be called a girl's name if they're a boy, or a boy's name if they're a girl. And this is all going to happen at school while at a public school without the parents knowing about it. And the teachers and the counselors fully wanting to protect those decisions by these kids while they're at school in order to protect them from being, quote, outed before they were comfortable. LGBTQ children who have come out have been disowned by their families. They've been forced to come out and then be subjected to physical, emotional, and psychological harassment by their very own family members. They have every right to protect themselves, Tilley said. This is a Democratic board member, folks, on the Michigan State Board of Education. And again, I got a very simple question. if the parents, if the family doesn't know about these decisions, then I got a very simple question. Where did these kids get these ideas from? Who helped them make the decision that now all of a sudden I'm a boy trapped in a girl's body? Or I'm a girl trapped in a boy's body? I don't want to be called John. I want to be called Jane. I don't want to be referred to as he or him. I want to be referred to as she or her. Where did this come from? If it didn't happen at home, it surely didn't happen at church. Where did it happen? Answer, public schools. The schools that these kids go to, whether it's peer pressure, whether it's something they learned in class from a teacher, promoting this type of mental confusion. Because that's basically what it is. The kids are confused as to who their true sexual identity is because the seed was planted while at public schools. It's that simple. Oh, no, Trucker, it didn't happen at school. Okay, where did it happen? Didn't happen at the family dining room table. It didn't happen while the family was sitting together watching TV, watching sporting events. It didn't happen when the family was at a family reunion. Where did it happen? Well, Snyder's and McMillan's amendments have been rejected the whole time they've been on the State Board of Education. Nikki Snyder came up with, we want parents to be engaged. We want the students to be engaged. We want communication. We don't achieve this outcome by politicizing this issue within the schools. Their amendments were rejected. Snyder and McMillan were the only two yes votes for their amendments. McMillan also proposed an amendment urging the legislators to provide vouchers so parents could take their children to a private mental psychiatric counselor. I believe parents know what's best for their child. The state doesn't, McMillan said. The pushback from the other school board members centered around the logistics of his proposed voucher system. McMillan said it didn't have the staff to flesh out the idea. However, I think the concept is very basic and very clear. If I went to 99% of the people on the streets of the state of Michigan and mentioned this, I think they would understand and they would agree and support it. Tilly said, listen to this, that there's still options for parents outside of the public school system. For example, to use their own private health insurance. If they can't afford it, then they could apply for Medicaid or perhaps obtain a different grant to obtain that type of counseling. The amendment was defeated. Well, McMillan said he would not support the resolution asking for mental health and school safety funding if there was going to be any ties of gender dysphoria, quote unquote. And as long as the instruction remained within the Department of Education, preventing the outing of LGBTQ students. Snyder said the resolution was too politicized and that the board shouldn't come together over gender identity not involving parents. This is not specifically just for anybody. But they are definitely politicizing this entire thing. Well, in the end, the Democrats voted yes. The two Republicans voted no. So now the supplement request resolution goes to the state legislature for their consideration when they get back in the session. Here's a very important thing. We talked about it yesterday. The slippery slope is coming. They want to get rid of parental consent. They don't want the parents to know anything that happens to their children when they're in the public schools. Trying to limit FOIA requests when it comes to curriculums. What are you teaching my children? Nope, sorry. Teachers don't have to respond to those FOIA requests. Unbelievable. And now they're pushing this through the Department, State Board of Education. And your legislators, folks, are going to have to deal with this when they get back into session. Very simple question. Very simple question to ask. What are you going to do about it? Well, the Republicans are going to claim that they can't do anything because they don't have the majority. That's their immediate answer. We're not in control. Democrats have 56 state representatives. They have the speakership. The Republicans have no ability to get anything accomplished. With the Democrats in control, they'll probably pass the supplemental. Why? Because there was presentations made by the Office of Health and Safety School Behavior Health Manager, Scott Hutchins, West Shore Educational Services District Assistant Superintendent Amy Trenko, and one of their social workers, Monica Selmos, talked about the programs and the initiatives needed to be utilized to be focused on mental health of the students. One size does not fit all, Trenko said. It is important that our schools have the flexibility to meet the needs, the unique needs of their students. Again, coming up with a solution to problems they created. And again, another question. When you were growing up in high school, when you were growing up in junior high, elementary school, did you get asked this question? John, are you sure you're a boy? Sherry, are you sure you're a girl? Were we subjected to any of this type of discussion growing up in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s? Absolutely not. So why is it that they are being asked these questions today? Why are there so many mentally confused young people in our public schools? It's very simple. Very simple. Look at the woke agenda. Look at exactly what they have been doing to our kids for decades. And now they want $328 million of our taxpayer money to be allocated to fund this mental health issues that are going on in our schools. In order to protect these students from being outed to their family members, to their parents. Can't make this stuff up, people. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.